You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 8. Where do you get your protein? Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish. I'm your host. I'm a mom to 6 kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hello, everyone. I'm excited to be talking to you today. We're still social distancing, but President Trump has come out and said that depending on your state and what condition your state is in, that the country can start opening, and that will be done in phases. And our governor, I live in Texas, and our governor is actually starting to open things on Monday. So that'll be really interesting to see how this unfolds and how, I think that it's such a scary proposition, and I'm glad I'm not in a position that I'm the one making the decisions, because I can just see it wait. You know, there's so much to be weighted. And, on one hand, people need to get back to work and people are losing their livelihoods. And on the other hand, we have this virus that it's so hard to know. We do know it has really hurt people and people have lost their lives. But then we also don't know what's going to happen if we open the country and will it spread? So much. And what I find so fascinating is if anyone discovers this podcast and it's a few years later and I'm talking about this, they're like, they'll think back, oh, remember that we were so scared and now we're fine and they know how things worked out. But we really don't know how things are working out. So anyway, to honor that, I feel like, we are in this weird time and we just have to have faith that things are going to work out the way they're supposed to, and that because we really are not in charge. Well, today I'm excited to talk to you about something that I wonder if you've thought about. So I don't know how many of you that listen know that I have an Instagram, and on my Instagram, I run constant stories that show kind of what I eat and kind of my mindset around food and honoring our bodies and leaving diet culture. So I often wonder when people see what I eat, if they think, well, I know some of you think this. I know that you have wondered, where does she get her protein? And that's what we're going to talk about today, is protein. So protein is something that I have spent a lifetime worrying about. Like, concerned my kids were getting enough protein, concerned, I felt like I needed to eat a high protein diet to be able to shrink my body or even to manage my weight. I needed to have a lot of protein. And that is something, if you live in the U.S., that is something, and maybe it's other places too, but I feel like in the U.S., we very much care about our protein intake. And it's fascinating to me now that I've learned a lot about protein, that is our concern. It's fascinating to me that, like, even doctors will say, well, are they getting enough protein? And then we also are always concerned about, are we getting enough calcium? Like, there's certain things that we get ultra focused on and we are very concerned about as Americans, and maybe outside of the U.S. they have the same concern. But I know for here, that is a concern. I remember being a young mom and making sure to have string cheeses on hand because that was a really good protein snack for my kids. If they had a plate of food, I would really want them to finish their meat because I felt like that was what was going to satiate them longer and keep them full longer. So like that was very much my focus. Well, when I turned to God for insights on what I needed to do to get out of this diet mindset, and he's still teaching me, but one of the first things I learned when I learned about whole food plant-based eating was this this thing we have where we are so ultra focused on protein. And I had lots of concerns. So as you know, I eat plants, and so eating just plants, it would be concerning because you're thinking, where does she get her protein? So that's what I want to address today. Kind of my path to figure out where protein sits in order of health. And so when I first started preparing for this podcast, I really started like pulling together the sources that I have found to be sources that of value, sources, doctors' voices who all are saying the same things, who base their practice around nutrition, who heal people through nutrition and not through just pharmaceuticals. Because one thing that, you know, we have this wonderful healthcare system, but the healthcare system is all based on, they go to school and it's pharmaceutical driven for health. Like the doctors are taught how to manage diseases, and it's through medicine, and they're not taught nutrition. Any doctor will tell you that they took one class of nutrition through med school. And so there is a disconnect. So when I found doctors that all had the same message and all treat their patients through food, and then it lined up with what I had found in the Word of Wisdom, that's when kind of the light went on for me. So I wanted to come to you today and bring all of the doctor's knowledges to you. Like, knowledges, is that a word? All of this knowledge to you from doctors. And I kind of had the thought that that's not my role. Like, if this is a path that speaks to you, because this health and wellness for me that speaks to me, I absolutely have an awareness that this is my path. And you have to find your path. So if this is something that speaks to you today, then I want you to go discover the same things. And I will absolutely give names of doctors that you can start. YouTube was a really awesome resource for me because they all put they do lectures, and then those lectures are on YouTube. And I would just love to push play and listen to lectures while I did my housework, and I really just learned so much through that avenue. And then if a doctor I knew really spoke to me, maybe I would want to buy his book if he had a book. But most of these doctors, all their information is free online. They have websites. Most of them are not, this isn't about them selling a book. It's about, this is their message, and they're trying to get their message out of true health. So what I learned is through these plant-based doctors is, there is an ideal amount of protein that our body should have. And that protein amount will probably be surprised because we are told we need a lot of protein. Well, what you have to understand is living in the U.S. is our information we have about health is very industry driven. Industry drives science a lot of times. Industry pays for studies. So it's really tricky when you're trying to learn about health to, you know, I don't know if you remember my sister last week said it's really challenging because you'll read one study that says one thing and then you'll read one study that says something else. And something in this process that it's really would be good for you to learn is how to read a study. That's something I've learned to do. And one of the first things I do when I read a study is I go and I learn and I see who paid for the study. And 9 times out of 10, the person that paid for the study is the company, is like the industry that they're promoting in the study. So if they're telling you that eggs are healthy, usually that study that they're promoting, the egg industry paid for. If it's milk, they're telling you, it's the milk industry that is paying for the study. So that's really important to know. So you want to find studies that all match up and have the same message that are not paid for by industry. And that's tricky. And that's what the plant-based doctors I have found have been able to do. And it's science that has been around for years and years and years and years, but there's no money to be made in broccoli. So, you know, that they just don't get the voice that the big industries do. And so for me, when I started learning, the first place I learned through, there's some guys online, and they each have a PhD in, they're not medical doctors, but physical, you can look them up, but they help people with diabetes, and it's called Mastering Diabetes. And they will tell you that to reverse your type 2 diabetes, your protein needs to be at a 10% of your complete overall diet of what you eat. And your fat needs to be 10%. And then the rest of your food, which is your carbohydrates, need to be 80% of what you eat. That's the first time I heard that. I thought when they said that, they were bonkers. I'm like, there's no way that I'm going to eat 80% carbohydrates. But I hear that message from them first. Then I hear Dr. McDougall say the same thing. An ideal diet that does not cause disease or reverses disease is 10% protein, 10% fat, and then 80% carbohydrate. Same message from Dr. Esselstyn, who reverses heart disease. Reverses heart disease to the degree that he tells you heart disease is not even something to fear. That it's 100% in every case reversible. He took patients when he first began his, when he kind of figured this out, and he wanted to do studies, and they weren't really wanting him to. And he said, well, just send me the sickest patients. Well, he didn't say send me the sickest patient. He just said, send me patients that need help and I will help them. Well, then they sent him the sickest patients, patients who were dying, patients who were told there was no help for them or hope or help for them anymore. They had been sent home to die. And he worked with those patients, and all of the patients in that study lived. And so I think he said there was 2 that actually did not participate, and those 2 passed away. But everyone that was willing and participated in his study, eating an 80-10-10 diet, those people lived. So, and there's other doctors, Dr. Greger, Dr. Furman. I mean, I can go on and on with all these plant-based doctors. And so I'm learning this and I'm thinking, wow, 10% protein. Well, if you've watched my Instagram, I don't eat any meat. That's just a decision I've made, that I don't eat any meat. And so you're thinking, well, Trisha, how are you even getting your 10% protein? Well, I was worried about that as well. So something that I did in the very beginning when I started eating an 80-10-10, 80% carbohydrate and then 10% protein, 10% fat, I actually was so nervous about that. So I actually would put everything I would eat into my Fitness Pal. Because in my Fitness Pal, I'm sure many of you have used that app, but they will break down your macros for you. So they will tell you, you put in your food, and then they tell you what, you know, where you fall. And I was shocked that I'm just eating plants, and every day from plants, 80, 10, 10, every day, 80, 10, 10. And maybe it would be like 79, 11, 10, or, you know, like it might have fluctuated like a little bit, but I was in the range I was supposed to be every day without eating any meat and not having any dairy and not having any oil. And now remember, I have what I'm trying to reverse is my insulin resistance. And so when you have insulin resistance, there are really healthy fats, but for an insulin resistant person or a person that has heart disease, healthy fats aren't healthy for you when you're reversing that disease. So healthy fats you want to, I was not eating. So I was in the perfect range and I wasn't eating any avocado, any nuts, and or any seeds and any nut butters or anything like that. That was just literally whole plants that I'm eating and I would be in that range. Now, what's so fascinating, and with Dr. Campbell, I haven't mentioned him, but he did the largest study in, he has a book called The China Study, and it was the largest study that's ever done, been done on a population of people. In his book, he teaches how the government of China, their leader was dying of cancer, and he wanted to understand cancer better, so he made everyone in the whole country of China participate in what was called the China Study, and they tracked what they ate, and then they figured out where the cancer was in the different populations throughout China. And what they found was anywhere in China where they had become more like us and were eating more of a standard American diet, that's where the cancer was. So all of the people that ate the food of their ancestors, which was rice, predominantly rice, a little bit of meat and vegetables, there was no cancer in those areas. And then people, wherever they were eating more like we do, where, you know, industry had come in and, you know, brought all the fun things we eat, that's where cancer was. And so he made a link there with just protein, that those populations were eating a lot more protein. And then he came home and did more studies about protein. And basically he figured out that protein, they could control the cancer by upping or lowering the cancer in mice. And so he really feels like you want to be between 7 and 10% of protein. And when you are over your 10%, then your body, your kidneys and your liver get bogged down and they just can't process more protein than that. And then that's how, you know, your cells can start becoming cancerous. So, and I am not a doctor and I might be explaining that all wrong, but this is just what I'm letting you know. And you're going to have to go figure out your own stuff anyway. So aren't I helpful? And so what I want to make the connection with you though, when I'm learning all this, why would I listen to them? And why would their voices stand out to me more than any other voices? Because there's so many voices that we can listen to. Well, the connection for me came with what their teaching lines up for me with my study of the Word of Wisdom. And your study of the Word of Wisdom might be a little bit different when you read it and what, you know, what stands out to you. But for me, you know, he does ask us, he tells us that the flesh, yea, flesh also of beasts and of the fowls of the air, I, the Lord, have ordained for the use of man with thanksgiving. And then he goes on and gives us he has ordained them for us, but this is like, he's giving us direction now. He says, nevertheless, they are to be used sparingly. And so we're very aware of that, sparingly. And then he goes on and it says, and it is pleasing unto me that they should not be used only in times of winter or cold or famine. So he's saying, it pleases me for you not to use them at all if you have other food to eat. That's how I hear that. And then he goes on to talk about, because I was really concerned about that 80% carbohydrate. Like, that was really high to me. Especially where, remember, the carbohydrates are what I consider to be, you know, foods that make you gain weight. So then in verse 14, he says, all grain is ordained for the use of man and beasts to be the staff of life. And not only for man, but for beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven and all wild animals that run or creep on the earth. So he's saying it's to be the staff of life, not just for us, but for the animals. But grain is to be the staff of life. To me, the staff of life means the staple of our diet. So that aligned well, that 80%. I went, okay, that's what he's trying to get the message to. And then he says, and then he circles back, which I find is interesting. Whenever the Lord circles back in the scriptures, it's a moment of to pay attention. He says, and these hath God made for the use of man. And when the these, if you look at the footnote, these, he's talking about the animals again. And animals hath God made for the use of man only in times of famine and excess hunger. So isn't it interesting that we have this over, like, we're so concerned about protein. But then, you know, in the Word of Wisdom, that's been written for our time, not any other time, but for our time, he's really saying, I'd really prefer you not to eat animals. Well, how in the world are we going to get the protein that we all think we need if we're not going to be eating animals? So he knew that he wasn't going to ask us not to eat something if he wasn't providing it in all of our other foods that are available. He knew that plants have all the nutrients you need, that has all the carbohydrates, all the fats, all the protein. It has everything you need when we leave the animals alone. The animals are not necessary for our health. And actually, the plant-based doctors will talk about how an over consumption of protein actually adds to diabetes. It adds to cancer. That adds to heart disease. It adds to rheumatoid arthritis. It adds to, you can just go on and on with so many diseases that we have here in the United States and really around the world that come from the overconsumption of meat, dairy, and oils and processed foods. But really, they focus on that comes from meat. And so he really wants sparingly, like, you, if you take anything away from today, maybe it's a, let me decide what sparingly means in my life. Because I don't know that we live in a culture that you can easily just stop eating meat. I think that's tough. I mean, I've done it now for 2 years, but my kids eat meat. Like, I don't police everybody. We don't buy it. It's not in our home. But like my kids, when we're in a restaurant, they get to order what they want to order. And I want them to come to the Word of Wisdom on their own. I'm not like shoving it down their, you know, throats. But, you know, it's tough. And I, you know, I'm okay now. I'm not really, I don't feel like, ooh, I miss meat. That's not one of the things that maybe if I had to add something back in, that wouldn't probably be the first thing. But, you know, it's tough for my husband. Like, he would like to have that in our house. And so it's tricky. So if anything today, I wanted to share what I've learned about protein. And isn't it interesting that the message predominantly in the world would be eat more protein? The Lord knew that we would need some clarification about that. And we have it. We have clarification of, you know, how meat plays a role in our diet, and it should really play a small role. And you have to decide what that looks like for your family. And I said in the past, podcast that for our family, sparingly means I'm going to use it as often as I use a spare key or a spare tire. And, you know, and I have to say in this pandemic, my kids are eating more meat because we are, we're going, like, they really encourage our neighborhood. They were throwing food away at the schools and they said, please come get food. And so that's my kids' joy every day. Just so funny to go and drive over to the school and get their school lunch every day. And so, you know, they're having more meat than they would have, you know, before this, but that's for them to figure out. And for me, I'm happy to please God. And then now I have this health understanding of where it's where it is placed in the, human diet, how much our bodies need it. So that's my message today, and how grateful I am for a loving Heavenly Father that gave us some direction in this time where it's so confusing. It is hard. Like when you get a diagnosis and the doctor says to you, just go home and eat healthy. What in the world does that even mean anymore? So it's nice we have clarification. And so if anyone listens to this and they're not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, if you'll message me on my Instagram, Wisdom with Trish, I can send you information about the Word of Wisdom and more about that. So if you're interested, I would love to share more about that with you. Okay, but that's all I have today. We'll keep enjoying your quarantine life, because it sounds like this is going to start ending and we're going to have to start wearing a bra again and put on our jeans. And we're going to have to go back into the world and be citizens that, you know, actually are productive every day outside of our own house. So that might feel a little scary for us when that starts happening. So enjoy what we have while we have it left, because, you know, our Netflixing days might be ending. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening today. And like my dad says, have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. Until next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out, what does love feel like for you? And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be honestly their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself, to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone, and you can, it can be very user-friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to.
It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe, and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important, because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.